Bank of England to pilot stablecoins and a digital pound in trade finance. The Bank of England plans to run a pilot testing stablecoins and a digital pound in cross-border trade finance, according to an announcement circulated on August 13, 2026. The program would test a setup where exporters receive payment in stablecoins, while importers settle the transaction digitally, applying two forms of digital money to one of the slowest, most paperwork-heavy corners of global commerce. Trade finance is an unusual place for a central bank to start. It covers the letters of credit, invoices, and guarantees that move goods between countries, and settlement often takes days as banks in different jurisdictions reconcile documents by hand. A stablecoin leg lets a supplier get paid close to instantly in a dollar or pound peg token, while the importer's side can settle through a regulated digital channel rather than a multi-day correspondent banking chain. A central bank reaching for private stablecoins. The detail that stands out is the pairing. Central banks have spent years studying central bank digital currencies, and the digital pound has been in consultation since 2023. Putting stablecoins in the same pilot is a signal that the Bank of England is not treating privately issued tokens as a threat to be regulated away, but as a settlement tool it wants to test directly. That fits a broader 2026 pattern. MasterCard's $1.8 billion acquisition of stablecoin firm BVNK put a card network behind stablecoin rails, and exchange-led efforts such as KuCoin Pay's push to move stablecoin spending into stores have targeted the retail side. A central bank piloting the same instrument for high-value trade settlement moves the conversation from consumer payments to the plumbing of international commerce. Two forms of digital money, one transaction. The described flow splits the payment into two digital legs rather than converting everything to a single instrument. An exporter paid in stablecoins holds a token they can move or redeem quickly. The importer settling digitally points toward the digital pound or another regulated rail on the domestic side. Keeping the legs separate matters. A UK importer may prefer to settle in a Bank of England-backed pound, while a supplier abroad may want a widely accepted dollar stablecoin they can use immediately. Bridging the two inside a supervised pilot is the hard technical and legal problem the test is built to probe. How a public digital currency and a private stablecoin clear against each other without a days-long correspondent chain in between. The bank has not published transaction sizes, participating banks, or a start date in the initial announcement. Those details determine whether this is a narrow proof of concept or a program with real volume behind it. So the specifics are worth watching as they emerge. Settlement speed is the real prize. The appeal is not novelty. It is time. Correspondent banking can hold trade payments for days while intermediaries verify documents and pass funds along a chain, and every hop adds cost and counterparty exposure. A stablecoin leg can compress the payment step to minutes, and a digital pound leg gives the domestic side a settlement asset with no issuer credit risk behind it. There is a trade-off worth naming. A stablecoin carries the credit and reserve risk of whoever issues it, which is exactly why a central bank running the test alongside a digital pound is notable. Pairing a private token with a central bank instrument lets regulators watch how that issuer risk behaves in a live settlement before any of it reaches the wider market. Signal for the wider market crypto prices did not move on the news. As of August 13, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $63,778, up 0.1% on the day, with Ether near $1,891, essentially flat, and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 38, in fear territory. This is a structural story, not a price catalyst. For anyone who already holds or spends stablecoins, the direction of travel is what counts. When a G7 central bank runs stablecoins through its own trade finance test, it lends the asset class institutional legitimacy that filters down over time into clearer rules, more banking support, and eventually broader acceptance at the point of sale. The United Kingdom has been building crypto rules in parallel through its financial regulator, and a Bank of England pilot slots into that framework rather than sitting outside it. The near-term impact is narrow. This is a controlled test in a specialized market, not a rollout. Its weight comes from who is running it and what it says about where regulated digital money is heading.